Odin Mobile. Odin Mobile is a cell phone carrier for blind people. They have cell phone service, which is based on the T-Mobile network, and they sell several phones that are very accessible, including the Nexus 4 from Google and LG, the Project Ray smartphone, which basically a lot of people have been talking about, Emporia Essence, which is more of a basic phone, and recently they have started carrying another phone. This phone is called the Odin VI. In other countries, this phone is known as the Alto 2, so if things sound familiar, that's why. The Odin VI is a feature phone that is fully accessible to the blind. Everything on it talks, sending text messages, making contacts, making calls, checking your call log, changing settings. Everything talks. So in this podcast, I'm going to give you a nice tour of the phone. Before we even do anything with the phone, I'm going to give a physical description. The phone is a slider phone that slides open and reveals the keypad. So I'm going to slide it closed first of all, so we can look at the buttons. So now I've just slid it closed. Now on the front of the phone, you feel the screen. It's not a touch screen. This phone has nice buttons, which we'll come to in a minute. And then below the screen, you feel the navigation controls. Up, OK, and down. To the left of the navigation control, you have the call button. To the right of the navigation control, you have the end call power button. On the left side of the phone, you will feel a headset jack, and below that, a flap which covers the micro USB charging port. On the right, you'll feel three buttons. They are the top side key, which is the repeat speech function, volume up, and volume down. And on the back, you have your battery compartment and SIM card. On the top, there's nothing. On the bottom, we have the drop-in charger port. The drop-in charger is an accessory that comes with the device, so you can charge the phone by just dropping the phone into it. So now, when we slide open the phone, it reveals the telephone-style keypad with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, star 0, pound. To turn on the Odin VI, we press and hold the end call power key until we hear an antique phone ring sound. Now, before we do that, the speech that this phone is using is the Nuance RealSpeak engine, which is a bit older, but it's the RealSpeak. And it has three voices to choose from. British English Male, which is Daniel, and he is the default, so he is the voice we'll hear when I turn the phone on. British English Female, which is Serena, and American Female, which is Samantha. So now we're going to turn on the Odin VI. Again, to turn on the Odin VI, press and hold the end call power button until you hear a phone ring sound. I'll do this now. Now we release, and the phone will come up talking and give a nice introduction. Any second now.
Welcome to the mobile phone, Odin. This is a talking phone. You can repeat any sentence by pressing the top side key. Adjust the volume using the bottom side keys. Odin is ready.
And now the phone has said that it is ready. Now when you close the phone, you will hear a click, and that tells you that the keypad has locked. When you open the phone, The phone will read out the time and then say Odin is ready.
7:46 p.m.
It's 7:46.
Odin is ready.
And Odin is ready. Now, to make a call, you have to be on the home screen, which is where we are. And we can dial a number. So we will dial the NFB Newsline local number to make a call, so I can show you how that works. So we will dial the number, which is
6-1-7.
Now you'll notice there's a bit of delay when the phone reads the numbers. So it's like a few second delay. So I'll keep going.
2-3-2-2-3-2-3.
And now we press the green call button. Now the phone is going to read out that number. Or actually, before that, we can press the repeat speech button on the side of the phone to find out the number that we have dialed.
617-232-2323.
Now say we made a mistake in that number. Say we wanted a 5 instead of the 3. We press that power and call button once. And there is no confirmation, but the 3 has been deleted. So we can put the 5.
5.
But we really did want the 3, so I'll put the 3 back.
3.
And now when you press the green call button, the phone is going to say calling 2 and then read the number in progress. So I'll press the green call button now.
Calling to 617-232-2323 in progress.
And now we can put the phone in speakerphone by pressing the OK button. And we can end the call
by
pressing
the
by pressing the red end call button. And now we're taken back to the home screen. The phone says nothing, but we're at that home screen. Now one thing I forgot to show is when you're at the home screen, pressing the repeat speech button gives your battery level and signal strength. So we will press that button now.
Your carrier is home. The signal level is at 100%. The battery is 100% charged.
So that just said, your carrier is home. The signal strength is 100%. The battery is 100% charged. So before we go any further, I'm going to show a few Odin Mobile related things, including checking your voicemail, as well as checking how many minutes you've used. So to check your voicemail, dial 1,
1,
2,
2,
3,
3,
and press the call button.
Calling to voicemail in progress.
Please enter your password, then press pound.
Now you just type your password, or you'll do the setup. To check your minutes, dial *1776 and press the call key. We'll do that now.
*1776
and press the call button.
Calling to 1776 in progress.
And now we'll hit the speakerphone button.
Thank you for choosing us as your wireless provider. To add airtime, press 1. To check your balance, press 2. To activate a new phone, press 3. To reset your voicemail, press 4. For free directory assistance, press 5. For operator services, or to speak with a customer care representative, press 9.
We'll press 2.
You have 220 29 minutes remaining. To add airtime, press
and we'll hang
one.
Up.
Check your balance.
So that is how making a call works. Now we're going to look at how caller ID is announced on the Odin VI. So I'm going to close it, and I'm going to call this phone using a landline, and you'll hear what happens. Now the phone is going to say, Nana is calling you, because I'm using my grandmother's landline. Whoops. So I'm dialing now. And the phone should ring now in a second.
Nana is calling you.
And now we just slide it open. And the call has been answered. And now we can just close it. And the call has ended. If you didn't answer the call, you would hear you have missed one call spoken. Now we'll look at the menu. We'll go through some of the menus.
7:54 p.m.
I've opened the Odin VI's flip.
Odin is ready.
And now it's informed us that it is ready. So to enter the menus, you press the OK key, and you should hear call log. Which we have. So now we can press the up and down to move through the menu. I'll down arrow through this, and then we'll look at each thing and go through everything.
Call log.
So there's call log.
Contacts.
Contacts.
Messages.
Messages.
Settings.
Settings.
Alarms.
Alarms. Help, which we're going to look at first.
Call log.
And we're back to call log. Let's look at the help.
Help.
Now, the help is very useful. This allows you to learn how to use the features of the phone.
Call log.
And we'll look at the help for the call log, because that's the first feature we're going to look at. So I'll press the OK key to read the call log help.
In the call log section, you will find the list of the calls you have sent and the calls you received. The missed calls are present in their own list. The calls are displayed in the lists using the contact name or number. You can save a caller's number to your contacts by pressing the zero key. You can delete a call log entry by pressing the hash key on the keypad. Every call in the list can be selected to display the date and time of the call.
Okay, so now...
call log.
That is the... help for the call log. Let's actually look at the call log now.
Help. Call log.
So I'm going to press enter on call log.
Missed calls.
And in there we have missed calls.
Dialed calls.
Dialed calls.
Received calls.
And received calls.
Missed calls.
Now we have nothing in here in missed calls, so the phone is going to respond by saying empty when we press OK.
Empty.
Now we can back out. To back out of a menu, you press the power key.
Missed calls.
And call key. So we can go to...
dialed calls.
To received calls.
Received calls.
And we'll press OK.
Nana.
And we can press the OK key to hear the details.
1617328 who has called you on the 29th of December 2013 at 7:54 p.m.
Now we can back out again.
Nana.
Now, as the instruction said, to delete this call log entry, we press the pound key. And I did not.
Are you sure you want to delete this call log entry?
The phone is asking if we'd like to delete the call log entry. So, I will press the OK key to tell it to delete it.
Deleted.
And the phone responded with deleted.
Empty.
And said empty, because it brought us back into the list, and there's nothing. Now we can go to...
dialed calls.
Dialed calls. And we can...
1776.
And we can check that.
You called 1776 on the 29th of December 2013 at 7:52 p.m.
Now we'll back out of that.
1776.
And hit delete.
Are you sure you want to delete this call log entry?
And we are sure that we want to delete the call log entry. So again, we'll press the OK key.
Deleted. Voicemail.
And we're done with that, so we can press pound to delete
are
it.
Are you sure you want
and
to
yes.
delete this call? Deleted. 61723. Are you sure you want to delete this call log entry? Deleted.
And it's deleted.
5088. Are you sure you want... Deleted.
And there we go. So I'll delete
empty. It. Dialed calls.
So that is how you use the call log.
Call log.
Now we're going to look at adding a contact.
Contacts.
And managing your contacts. So, to do this, we will press the OK key to go into contacts.
Home.
Now, the phone announces the first contact that we have, which is home. We are going to press the up arrow until we hear...
Add contact.
Add contact. So, we want to press OK here. And we'll hear, please enter the name.
Please enter the name.
To enter the name of a contact, you use the multi-tap text entry method. So, we are going to put the NFB Newsline number, which we used earlier, into our contacts. To do this, we're going to write N, which is two taps of the six. The N has been entered. Now F, three taps of the three.
D. F.
Now you could press this slower, and it would read it better.
A. B.
Which is what I've done. So now I have NFB, and we can verify that by pressing the top side key on the side.
The name is NFB.
And we'll just leave it at NFB. So now we can press OK, and we will hear, please enter the number.
Please enter the number.
Now I'm purposely going to make a mistake, so we can show how to modify the contact. So, to type in the number, we just type it in as normal.
6 7.
Now it didn't say the 1, because I was typing very fast.
2 3.
Now I put that in reverse. So we can now press OK, and we'll hear...
The name is NFB. The number is 617-232-3232. Would you like to save this contact?
And yes, we would like to save it. So the phone's asking if we want to save the contact, and we would, so we'll press OK.
The contact has been saved.
And the phone says...
NFB.
The contact has been saved and focuses us on it. So now we can press the OK key and we'll be given some options.
Modify name.
Modify name.
Modify number.
And modify number. And we want to modify the number in this case because we've entered it incorrectly. So press enter or OK on modify number.
Please enter the new number.
Now it's asking for the new number.
6.
Which we are typing.
1. 7.
Now it looks like, actually, that there's some text on the display that we have to clear. So we'll just delete the last digits.
NFB.
And whoops, we backed out too far.
Modify number. Please enter the new number.
So we're going to press the delete key 10 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, because that's how long a phone number is. And we get no confirmation that the text has been deleted, so we can now type in the new number.
6, 1, 7, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 2, 3.
Okay, so now we'll press OK, and the phone will confirm the name and the number and ask if we want to save.
The new name is NFB. The new number is 617-232-2323. Would you like to save these modifications?
So now it wants to know if we'd like to save the modifications. In this case, we do. So we press the OK key.
The contact has been saved. NFB.
Now to call a contact in the address book, we back out of this.
Contacts. Odin is ready.
And we go to the home screen. Now you know you're always at the home screen when the phone says Odin is ready. So now, to call the contact, press the down arrow key, and you will enter the contacts list.
Home.
This list is very similar to where we were before, except we can't modify contacts here. So now, we can type N by doing two taps of the 6, and it will jump us to the N's.
Nana.
And now I'll down arrow until
Nana's
I hear NFB.
NFB.
And now, to call it, we press OK.
Would you really like to call NFB?
And it's asking, would you really like to call NFB? We do, so we can just press OK.
Calling Tonf in progress.
Now it messes that up, but now we're being connected.
Welcome to NFB Newsline.
And now I've ended the call. And it places you back in the list. It does not say that you're back in the list, but it lands you back on NFB. We can verify that.
NFB.
By going up and down, or by pressing the repeat speech key.
NFB. Odin is ready.
Now, we'll look at how to delete a contact. To delete a contact, you want to go back into the menu.
Call log.
And go back to contacts.
Contacts.
Now press OK on contacts.
Home.
And again, we'll jump to NFB by pressing the 6 key twice. And now I'll just scroll.
NFB.
And now we're focused on NFB, so when we press OK, we get the following options.
Modify name.
We looked at those.
Modify number. Delete. Modify name. Delete.
So now I'm focused on delete. So when we press OK,
are you sure you want to delete this contact?
The phone is asking if we want to delete, if we're sure that we want to delete this if we're sure we want to delete this contact. So we will say no by pressing the hang up and call key.
Delete.
And it focuses back on the delete option.
NF contacts.
So next we have messages.
Messages.
Now here's where the fun begins. What we will do.
Inbox.
Is go in here and we have inbox.
Outbox.
Outbox.
Write message.
And write message. First we're going to go to write message.
Home.
And it puts you in your contacts list. Now we can just, you know, scroll through this or type in the letter of the contact that we want to text. Or we can press up arrow once.
Enter number.
And highlight enter number. Now I'm going to send a text message to myself so you can hear the process. So we'll press OK.
Please enter the number.
Now it wants the number, so I'm going to type that in.
7, 8,
Okay, so the number has been typed in, and we will press OK to...
write the message.
And now we have to write the message. Now we'll just say hello. To do that, we'll do two taps of 4 for H.
G. H.
Two taps of 3 for E.
D. E.
Three taps of 5 for L.
J. L.
And again for another L.
L.
And three taps of 6 for O. So now we will press OK. And the first option that will be presented to us is Send.
Send.
And in this menu we have Send and...
Abort.
Abort.
Send.
Now we want to send this. Now it's not going to have time to finish its message, which is the message has been sent. It's going to right away play the text tone.
Abort. Send.
So we'll hit Send.
You have new messages.
Now that's what you'll hear when you get a new text. Now we can view it by pressing OK.
8:11 p.m. Hello.
And now when we back out of this,
plus 178. Write message.
Now we can go back into Inbox and review this.
Inbox.
And
plus
there's
1781. 8:11 p.m. Hello.
Now we can delete this by backing out.
Plus
178. Pound.
Do you really want to delete this message?
And yes, we do, so we can press OK.
Deleted. Empty.
And again, we have the empty.
Inbox.
Now the outbox.
Outbox.
Has your sent messages.
781.
So we have
8:09 p.m. Hello. 78142. Outbox. Messages. Settings.
Now we get to have the fun part, and another fun part, and look at the settings. Now, before we go into all of them, I'll show you what's here.
Date.
We have date.
Time.
Time.
Voice guide.
The voice guide, this option allows you to choose between a male and female voice.
Voice speed.
Voice speed, that's pretty self-explanatory.
Contrast.
Contrast.
Brightness.
Brightness.
Language.
Language.
SOS.
SOS.
Talking watch.
Talking watch, which controls the announcement when you flip open the phone of the time.
Ringtone.
Ringtones.
Vibrate.
Vibrate, which controls the vibration motor.
Date.
And we're back to date. So now we'll press enter on date, and I'll show you how to set the date. Now you'll have to do this process when you first turn on the phone. When you first turn on the phone, you'll be asked to set the language, the date, and the time.
Time.
So we'll go to date and press OK.
Enter the day. 29.
So now 29 is already selected, so we can hit OK.
Enter the month.
Enter the month.
12.
12, which is correct.
Enter the year.
Enter the year.
2013.
2013, and that's correct, so we'll press OK.
You have set the date to the 29th of December 2013. Date.
And now it's back to date.
Time.
Now we have to set the time. So we'll press OK.
Enter the hour.
Enter the hour.
08.
08, that's correct.
Enter the minutes. 12.
So we'll press OK. Now you just type these in on the keypad and then press OK.
Enter the time format using the up-down keys. P.M.
Now you're P.M.
A.M.
A.M.
24H.
24 hour.
P.M.
And we want P.M. So we'll press OK.
You have set the time to 8 hours. 12:00:00 p.m. time.
And next we have
voice guide.
The voice guide option. When we go in here, you'll have the option of
male.
Male voice, which is Daniel.
Female.
And female, which is Serena. Now, I'll give you a little sample of the female. So I'll press OK. And it takes a second.
OK. Female.
And when it says OK, you know that it's now set.
Voice guide. Voice speed. Contrast. Voice speed. Voice guide. Time. Voice guide.
OK. So now we'll press OK.
Female.
And we'll set it back to the male.
Male.
OK.
Now we can back out.
Male. Voice guide.
And now the next option is voice speed.
Voice speed.
Now this is a bit of a pain to set, but I'll go through it.
85%.
Now the default rate is 85%. Now we're going to set this to 120, which is the fastest. And you'll see it's not very fast. I wish this could go a bit faster than this. But we'll set it there for a second so you can hear a sample of it. And then we'll put it back to 85. So I'm going to press the up arrow.
86%. 87%.
Now it's best if you can wait for it to say it, but that takes too long for me. So what I do is, I just press it a whole bunch of times, but the speech will have to catch up, so it's going to take a minute. So I'll just do that 80, now.
Eight, nine,
you can hear me pressing the button.
Nine,
and it's trying to catch up. It's at 101, 102. A bit of usable vision, so I can sort of see this.
111%.
Okay, so we just have to go up a few more.
Now 117%.
I'll just go up 3.
118%. 120%.
So I'll press OK to save that.
Saved.
And it said saved.
Voice speed. Contrast. Brightness. Language. Brightness. Contrast. Voice speed.
So as you can see, it's not very fast, but I'll put it back to 85 now.
120%.
Now it's catching up.
92%. 91%.
We'll go slower now.
90%. 89%. 88%. 87%. 86%. 85%.
And we'll press OK on 85.
Saved.
And there we are.
Voice speed. Contrast.
Now contrast, we can go in here.
White on black. Black on white.
White on black and black on white are our two choices.
White on black.
Now I like it at white on black, which is the default, so I'll press OK.
Saved.
And
contrast.
The phone said saved. That takes us back to the option.
Brightness.
Brightness we won't look at. It just has
one.
One, two, you know. And I have mine on the lowest.
Brightness. Language.
Language. We can go in here by pressing OK.
Select the language using the up and down keys. To confirm the selection, click the OK key.
Now the phone was just telling us that We can select the language by pressing the up and down keys. Now I'll show you what's here. We're currently set on...
Select the language...
Oh, it doesn't want to say it. Okay.
Friend. English.
Now the phone comes set to English. But before that we have...
U.S. English.
U.S. English. Which we're going to set it to now in a minute.
English.
We have English.
French.
French.
Spanish.
Spanish.
Italian.
Italian.
German.
German.
Dutch.
Dutch.
Flemish.
Flemish.
U.S. English.
U.S. English.
English.
And English. Now, U.S. English will set the voice to Samantha.
U.S. English.
So we'll do that so you can hear this voice. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with that if you use the iPhone.
Done.
There she is.
Language. S.O.S. Language.
And we'll put it back to British, to English, which is where I like it.
Select the language using the up and down keys. To confirm the selection, click the OK key. English.
And we'll set it to English and press OK.
Done. Language. SOS.
Now we're not going to look at the SOS here, but that allows you to set three emergency contacts. And pressing and holding any button for a few seconds will cause those contacts to be notified that you're in an emergency.
Talking watch.
Now, talking watch, all we have in here is
on, off,
and off.
On.
Now, I'll just show you what this does. So it's set to on now.
Talking watch is on.
And we'll back out of the settings.
Odin is ready.
So now when I close it and reopen it.
8:19 p.m. Odin is ready.
We're told that it's the time when it opens.
Call log.
Now if I go in back into the settings and turn it off.
Message. Settings. Date. Time.
Which we'll do.
Voice. Brightness. Language. SOS. Talking watch. On.
Now we'll turn it off.
Off. Talking watch is off. Odin is ready.
So we're going to close the phone again. And now when we reopen it...
Odin is ready.
It doesn't tell us the time.
Call log.
Now we'll go back and turn it back on.
Help.
Oops.
Setting. Date. Time. Voice. Void. Contrast. Brightness. Language. SOS. Talking watch.
So now talking watch. We'll go in here and we'll say...
Off.
On.
On. Talking watch is on. Talking watch.
Now the next option is...
Ringtones.
Ringtones. Now this phone has three ringtones, and I think they're all a bit annoying. But well, I'll let you hear them.
Ring one.
Here's one.
Ring two.
Here's two.
Ring three.
And three. Now we'll back out of here, but when you select
ring one,
it says add
home,
and you have to choose a contact. We'll just set it to home.
Saved.
So that's what happens when you hit OK on them.
Ringtones.
Now the next option is
vibrate.
Is vibrate. In this, we have the following options.
Never.
Never.
Always.
Always.
Silent mode.
Silent mode.
Never.
And never. I like mine at never.
Saved.
So I'm going to put mine to never.
Vibrate. Date.
And now we're back to date. So now we have one more thing to
Settings.
Look at, which is alarms.
Alarms.
So when we enter the alarm menu, you'll see a list of
one off
of alarms, and you can have up to 30.
30 off, one off,
and we'll set alarm one.
Date.
And we'll put in a date.
Enter the day. 29.
So the date we'll put in 6:00. No, I think it's just 6.
31.
Hold on.
31. Date.
Come on.
Date.
Date.
Enter the day. 09. 06.
06. Now I'll press OK.
Enter the month. 12.
We'll do 01.
02. 01.
And we'll press OK.
Enter the year. 2013.
And we'll put 2014.
2013. 2013. 2014.
And now we'll press OK.
You have set the date to the 6th of January 2014. Time. Enter the hour.
And now we'll set the time.
06.
And that's actually what we want, 06.
Enter the minutes. 00.
And we'll do 00.
Enter the time format using the up-down keys. AM.
AM. Just had it all set. We wanted it. How fun.
You have set the time to 6 hours, 0 minutes, and 0 seconds. AM. Ringtone.
And now ringtone. We have different ones now for the alarm.
Ring 2.
Here's...
Ring 1.
Ring 1 is... We'll put it at 1.
Done. Ring 2. Repeat.
Repeat. We'll just set... And there we have...
Off.
Off.
Once.
Once.
Weekly.
Weekly.
Off.
Off. And we'll put it to once.
Once. Saved. Repeat. Reminder.
And we can just type in... doesn't say anything, but you just type in there.
Reminder. Date.
I guess you have to
reminder.
Type. And we can just back out.
One. Two. Off.
And one is now set. And now we can go back into
date.
One. And we'll turn it
off
to off.
Saved. One. Off.
And now it's off.
Alarms.
And then we just have help, which we looked at first.
Odin is ready.
And now I backed out and we were on the main screen. Now to turn off the Odin VI, on the main screen, you just press the power button. But before we do, I want to show you that you can actually still use the phone with it closed. To do this, you press the call and end buttons. And you press them one after the other, so...
Keypad unlocked.
I just did that. And it said keypad unlocked. And now to lock it again, you open it...
8:26 p.m.
And then close it. And now it's... back to being locked.
8:26 p.m. Odin is ready.
So So as you can see, the Odin VI is a very nice phone. We'll just turn it off.
Would you like to switch off your Odin mobile phone?
So as you can tell, the Odin VI is a very nice, accessible phone. It's about time now that we have a phone that we can use that's not a smartphone. So I hope you've enjoyed this. Now, to get an Odin VI or find out more information about Odin Mobile, go to www.odinmobile.com. odinmobile.com. The Odin VI costs $150 and can be purchased, as I said, from odinmobile.com. Now, as far as I know, these phones are locked to Odin Mobile, so you'll have to purchase a plan through them. But they have very nice, affordable plans. They have, for $10, you can get 150 minutes of talk time, and I think unlimited text. And then for $15, which is the plan I have, you get 350 minutes of talk and texts. Then for $25, you get 750 minutes, etc. They go up. So they're a very good company to work with. I've been using their services since October. So check them out. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this podcast. It's been a pleasure producing it. And I'll see you in the next review.